book of Isaiah 28 start. We're continuing on our thought on the tabernacle, New Testament Feast of Tabernacles. And we found last week over in the Deuteronomy that the Feast of Tabernacle was after the corn and wine was gathered in. The threshing floor was already, the threshing floor days was already over. And it's time to gather in, and it was a feast. See, when you come to the house of God, it's we come to feast on the good word, don't we? Amen. To grow, to be corrected, and all those things go right down through that. But then when we got over in the book of Hebrews, we found that He's that true tabernacle. Amen. How many knows it? The Old Testament just typed out what He is, see? Amen. He's that true tabernacle. And one of the scriptures I read to you, and I don't think I really caught it too much until I read it here the other week, was where Jesus was the high priest, and He said, "Such a high priest becometh us." And it says, by His blood we have boldness to enter into the holies of holies. Because the Old Testament, the high priest was the only one who could go back where God was at. How many of us say amen? See, out here in the outer court, it was just the rituals was done out there. And that's about all some churches get to where the rituals at. How many knows it? They can go through the rituals all right, but we won't get where God's at, don't we? Amen. Get behind the holies of holies. And the Bible says He's a true tabernacle. Amen. I like that. It goes, but see, showing that God knew what He was doing all the time to the natural person, He put a natural tabernacle out there so that the natural man could get in his mind what was going on. Amen. But when Jesus came and died, amen, and He came here as the Son of Man, and He prophesied and He preached to people, and He preached to some natural people. All they heard, they thought He was a good farmer because He told them how to plant seed and all, don't plant stony place. But when He went in the house, the disciples came, said, "Declare this parable unto us." Matthew's 13th chapter. And He explained that the seed was the Word of God. And the one that sowed it was the Son of Man. And the one that sowed the tares was the devil. And they asked Him, "Well, why speak you to them in parables?" He said, "To you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not." Say, amen. Being predestinated in Him before the world. Glory to God. Amen. Now, in starting this little message today, picking up on this will be part five of it, and we are getting over it. And I tell you, all the message is good. They're already going in book form and already in the process of the doing it now, and you will enjoy it. All right. Barbara, I got an African book ready to go. It's interpreted in the African language, and just after the holidays, though, we'll go see a printer and get him started, you know. Amen. And that'll be over in, it'll go into the Zambia, Africa, and over in there. And it's some of the same thing you're hearing here, just put into language. And we get it done and send it over, and the Lord's good. Praise God. Now, I'm going to get something else on this. Last week we got the, after the seed was gathered in, it had to go through a threshing floor. And I'm not going to go on that. You can get the tape back here on it, because there are certain movements, they have threshing floors. Amen. In other words, the preacher getting preaching, everybody's challenging. You know, everybody say, challenge him on. But when Paul preached, he said, "If an angel come down to heaven, say differently, let him be accursed," didn't he? I tell you, there's a word of God, and it's right. It's not subject to challenge. Amen. How many know this book is not subject to be challenged? Because it is the truth. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. But now, besides, he types that out, the wheat, the Word, the wheat is the children of God and all. But here I want to get bringing two other faucets. That way I'm not going to deal lengthy with it because we got it in the other week on something. But I want to bring it in enough to let you see I'm in Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. And let's start with verse 25. Here, it reads like this. When he has made plain the face thereof, does he, broke the ground up and got it ready. Does he not cast abroad the fitches and scatter the commons? Now, have somebody say that word, cumin, scatter abroad the cumins. Watch now, this is important, this part here. And cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rice in their places. Now, these are spiritual things. God just used those words like this to get them out. But now, I want you to watch two things I haven't brought in and dealt extensive with. Just hit it a little bit the other week. And so many people asking more about it. Tell me more about that. I ain't never heard that before, you know. So I thought I'd just mention it again this morning on this man. Now, the fitches, amen, they're to be sowed too. And cumin, they sow along with the wheat. When they gather the wheat in, they brought it in also. And this is spices to make the bread taste better. Amen. And that's like our worshiping God. We come to the house of God. I just don't get the Bible up here and read to you out of the Bible, see? Amen. It's the Word doing it that way. But these fitches and cumin, it was the spice. It was a spice to make it taste better. Make it taste good. So when we come in the house of God, we have singing, we have testimony, we have worship, and we have the Word of God, see? Amen. And without that, you're not complete in the service. Because God, when He gave out the gifts, He gave gifts to different ones, for everyone to profit with, and to edify one another. It's to edify and bless the church. It's not just the preacher anymore. It's the whole body. Amen. Now, these fitches here, I'll comment just briefly because I want to go get something else here. But the fitches here, it says here, he plant the fitches and scattered the cumin that's in the Middle East there where they did the wheat. We know how they thrashed out the wheat, don't we? And we looking at one of the Bible dictionaries, I believe Smith Bible dictionary, where they had little barrels or donkeys like, and they'd hook to a sled, and they'd go around and around on have the pile of wheat there, and they'd go around, and it would grind, it would knock off all the chaff from the wheat. And that was part of the thrashing floor, see, to clean the wheat to get it ready. Now, see, he said, you're wheat, see. That's what he said you were. And sometimes God had to put the wheat through the thrashing floor, but once it was in the barn, it had been through the thrashing floor. And that's why I'm saying the church has been through the flesh, the thrashing floor. Amen. It's time to be put in the body of Christ. It's time to be put in the barn. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, said, by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. Praise God. Amen. Now, the thing on this is makes it beautiful as you study the story out, is that God don't forget anything. And I was telling down in South Carolina last week, Brother Wilbur, he has done it too. We have we used to live back in the mountain, and sometimes Mama would make cornbread. And she would be out of salt and soda. You remember, Joy? Sometimes, and cornbread without salt nor soda, it's got the same ingredients in it. See? But it just don't taste good. Amen. You have some cornbread and no salt and soda, just plain cornmeal as it come off the wheel. You can cook it and just put nothing in it but water. Amen. And I'll tell you why, ain't nobody going to knock you down trying to get to it. I'll tell you that right now. Amen. Well, I said that to say this. That's what this coming and fitches is over in Egypt and different places. And especially back in those times, they spiced the wheat bread up with these spices to make it taste good. And that's what a preacher is to do. That's what the anointing of God is. See, when they brought the book to Jesus there in the temple, they brought it to Him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel," and all those things. See, the Jews was reading it. And it was the same word when they read it as it was when Jesus read it. But the difference was the anointing of God was on Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's the thing about preaching today. That's why I'm against preachers going to a seminary to learn how to preach. Amen. They can study the Word. Yes, they read the same Bible I do and other. But I'll tell you, just get up and talk a little dry talk ain't worth a pinto bean with a wormhole in it. Only thing they're doing is giving you the tree of knowledge. Amen. The Bible can be a tree of knowledge to you. Amen. But the Spirit in it makes it the tree of life, doesn't it? Amen. My word, our spirit, and their life, Jesus said. Praise God. But I wanted to, another little thing I want to say here as going down, verse 27. It says, "For the fitches are not thrashed with a thrashing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the kermans. But fitches are beaten out with a staff and kerman with a rod." What I'm showing you here is this. The thing is, they're tender. The wheat, you got to treat it pretty rough, get it off the stalk, you know. But these are spices. Has to be handled differently. Amen. That's like a young man or a young woman begin to sing or do something for God, testify. If they get out of tune a little bit, you don't jump onto them and say, "You're out of tune." That ought to be sung in this chord or that chord or that. Amen. That's the cumin that blesses the saints of God, that spices up the service. Glory to God. And you want to treat them differently than you do the wheat. You can't put an ox cart like they were doing, going around and around and around, throwing the wheat in. See, they had to cut the wheat off. The heads, you had a lot of straw and a lot of other stuff, and they got it off by going around and around with a sled. But that cumin, you gathered it together, you treated it good. It wasn't a whole lot of it, but boy, it made that bread taste good. Woo-wee! That's why I'm saying when somebody get up to sing, to testify, amen, begin to do things in the service, we don't want to, we can't treat them too roughly. For instance, if they out tune a little bit, like somebody start playing the piano, we don't say, that ain't no good. You ain't doing that right. Amen. Encourage them, see? How many knows it? You don't take a cartwheel and run over them. And you don't put a sled on them. And that's where, you know, that's the way they did wheat. And Paul said, he was referring to this same thing. I want to show you how Paul spiritualized it so you'll know I'm not just talking about wheat. Paul told him, said, "Don't muzzle the ox that tramp out the corn." See, they call it corn and wheat. See, as the ox went around and around, amen, let them things stop and get them a goodbye every now and then. Is that right? Amen. That's why he said about preaching the gospel. He used that scripture, support the word of God. And he said, "Don't muzzle the ox that's stomping out the wheat." And so as they grind all day, don't be stingy. Let them ox stop and get them a goodbye every now and then. Is that right? Amen. God's word's good, ain't it? Amen. Now, these feasts in the Old Testament, they were so good. And I want to read here in the book of Acts here as the word began to come forth and God began to tell us. And I thank God for St. Paul, don't you? Without St. Paul, there'd be a whole lot we wouldn't know. He was one that was whipped. He was shipwrecked. And when he went over in Ephesus, he said, "All men forsook me." I believe he said Titus remained with him. And he said, Demas, having loved the present world, left. And he said he fought with beasts at Ephesus. And he was a man that had a hard road to hoe. But he was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many knows it? Sometimes when you serve God, it's a hard road to hoe, ain't it?
Amen. Praise God. But I thank God when we come together for that fitches and cumin. Amen. That rejoicing and that praising God for that spice that spices this thing up. But Jesus came. Now I'm going to say this before we read Acts 2. He came as the Son of Man. That is, you could see Him, you could hear Him, you could talk to Him, and you could beat Him. They even crucified Him. See? Son of Man. But then there was a He was crucified and there was a silence. Amen. But while there was a silence, He was down in the hearts of the earth for about 3 days and nights there. And Peter said He preached to the spirits in prison. And He brought out the old things. But when He came forth again, He was the Son of God. No one ever saw Him anymore except those He chose to let see and those that saw Him by revelation. And He's come again this last day. We've had the great deliverance movement, the tent meeting, the deliverance movement. And Luke 17 and 30 says that the Son of Man be revealed again last day. And He has been. Amen. But now He's coming back into the church as Son of God. Amen. Where it takes a revelation, amen, to see Him. This thing has to be by the Spirit of God, doesn't it? It's not just the natural. It's got to be by the Spirit. Amen. How many love the Word of God now? How many sees the truth of the Word of God? Well, see, here He said when He was with the church, He said, I'm going away, but I will come unto you. Okay, here He comes on dead Pentecost. The first leg of His coming. Amen. That tabernacle coming back. Amen. I tell you, one thing you got to say about St. Paul. That man lost every mind. If he ever had any mind, he sure lost it. Or he was one of the most spiritual men ever walked. And I say the latter. I believe he was a great spiritual man. He brought all these things out of the natural and put them in the Spirit, see. And that's the thing. That's where you can't get that just by the natural Word of God. It takes the Spirit of God, doesn't it? So on the day of Pentecost, they were gathered together in one mind, one accord. Watch what it says here. I'm in Acts chapter 2. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I'll tell you, that's what God wants to get us in one place. Not in one building, but in Christ. How many knows it? In one accord, the Bible says, God is of one mind. This is the book of Job. Says He's of one mind, and who can turn Him? Nobody can. Amen. You know, regardless of what I preach, the Word's still the same. I can preach error, but the Word still is true. Amen. What I preach don't have anything to do with whether the Word's true or not. God ain't going to line His Word up with me. I have to line my life up with the Word. Can you say amen? Amen. Now watch on the day of Pentecost. There they was waiting. The little silence was over with now. He was in the earth about 3.5 days, then 40 days and nights He was walking around. But here He come back to the church just like He said He would. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Here He comes. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. Yeah, you can see how they got confounded. Because every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilee? In other words, the Jewish language. They speak that Jewish. How hear every man their own tongue? Then it goes on to different language. See, this was Jesus Christ coming back to the church. It were not. That was Jesus Christ. He said, I'm with you now, but I shall be in you. And here He comes. How many knows it? Back to the church to start that Jewish church off there. Praise God. And the church went for many years before it finally fell away. Praise God. And Peter's preached that day on the day of Pentecost. He said, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." That's what God was doing. He was pouring out His Spirit. Praise God. It was Jesus Christ in spirit form. And I brought this in, and this has been one of the things that people were very interested in. I've got a lot of letters on. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, see, He gave up the ghost. How many knows it? Amen. Well, that's what came back on the day of Pentecost. Amen. It was Jesus Christ in spiritual form. It was Jesus Christ in spiritual form. That's the Holy Ghost. It ain't a third person in the Godhead. Amen. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Woo! Glory to God. I tell you, we're in the Feast of Tabernacles now, and He's that tabernacle. See, New Testament, He's that tabernacle. Glory to God, even in the eternal age. Amen. God tabernacles among men. And by one Spirit we're baptized into the body. Amen. He gives us each one our position. Amen. We got to be persistent in the things of God, don't we? Amen. And I want to show you here, now that you're baptized into the body by one Spirit, amen, then He gives you a new mind. See, now I'm going to say this. Paul said it in the Philippians, I believe, one. He said, "You are dead." I mean, believe it. "And your life is hid with Christ in God." And He said, "If you lose your life, you'll save it. But if you save it, you'll lose it." I'm going to lose mine in Him, don't you? Lord, let me lose my will, my life, my mind, and everything in You, Lord. Let me have time to meditate and think on the Word. But here, Paul preaching. I'm going to begin 1 Corinthians, the 7th. 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. I'm going to get verse 7. It said, "But we speak the mystery of God. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." Now, everybody likes mysteries, don't they? Every novel, you get a book, you read it, there's a mystery. And if I watch a movie or something, amen, I want there to be a mystery about it. You know, try to figure out who done this or what done that. Find out if it was the butler that did the... Amen. But God has certain mysteries in this Word, and He knows He's put something in us to make us be inquisitive of the Word. And that's why we seek. He said, "Study to show yourself." He wants us to study the Word, don't He? Let me tell you something. If I could read this Bible and know all about it, all the mystery of today, you know what? I'd lay it aside and wouldn't care about reading it. But I'll tell you something. The way God fixed it and got it wrote, every time I read it, I see something I didn't see before. It makes me want to keep on reading. So here Paul said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Not His glory, our glory. Amen. It's your glory when you see it and He reveals it to you. He says, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they have known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." How many knows that? No, nobody knew. The Pharisees and the religious leaders, they came to Jesus and they began to say Jesus, because He was born of the Virgin Mary, said, "You be born of fornication." We know who our father is. Abraham was our father. We not be born of fornication. He said, "If you were Abraham's children, you'd know who I am." Because He said, before Abraham was, guess what? He was the I Am. How many believe it? Before Abraham was, I Am, He said. Glory to God. So the great things of God. And then He goes on here. I'm trying to get to Revelation 10 because I got something that I won't tell you. He said, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man." Now notice that. You might want to underline that word man. Because the next verse shows you something. It shows you a mystery. It has not entered into the heart of the natural man. See? The things that God has prepared for them, those that love Him. But watch what the next verse says. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, a lot of people think the Spirit can't talk to you. Somebody said, the Spirit talked to you? That's what they said to Paul and them. You mean the Spirit can't? Well, I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, it did in Bible day. Paul, he was out on that ship and it was being tossed to and fro. And Paul came up after many days. He came up on the deck and said, this night an angel of God came to me. And they wouldn't listen to him to start with. He told them not to loosen, not to go, because the ship was going to suffer much damage and so on. Why won't people listen to the children of God? They won't listen to the man of God till they get in trouble, will they? Amen. Paul stepped up and he said this. He said, this night an angel came to me. And let me tell you what he said. He said, there's not a soul going to be lost if you'll stay aboard. He said, this ship's going to be wrecked. It's going to take on merch, be damaged. Amen. But said, not a man will be lost if they stay aboard. And the captain, you know what? Something moved on that captain's heart. He believed Paul this time. Because Paul done told him not to leave. Amen. Some of the other sailors, the workers there, they began to put them boats over. They were cutting them up. They were letting them down in order to escape from the boat. Paul told the captain, said, unless these stay on board, they can't be saved. The captain cut the rope and let the boats fall into the sea. Now they were all on the same boat with no way to get off. But there was a man of God there that had the Word of God. And I'll tell you, we're on the same boat and there's no way to get off except, amen, the Lord descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and we'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And it'll take the Word of God to change us. Not just the carnal Word. Amen. But take the Word anointed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if anybody ever eat. I ask you this. Don't know if anybody ever eat any cornbread with no salt and soda. Anybody ever do that here? Yeah, Bob has. Yeah, I tell you. Bob, you cook it over your place. Sometimes get you some plain try it. Just put water in. I tell you, if you got a dog, it probably won't eat it. If it can get something. It don't taste good. Well, see, that's why this cumin and fitches, it's to make it taste good. I like to preach the Word of God, and I like for you to enjoy it, but I like to preach it gone by straight. Amen. I don't want to get up here and just read the Word, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Amen. I like to see that anointing of God sweep in and give revelation, because the Bible says the Spirit searches all things. Now, somebody said, well, I ain't got the Spirit, Brother Howard. Well, honey, let me tell you something. If you go anywhere, you got to have the Spirit of God. How many knows it? You got to be filled with the Spirit. Glory to God, not only in your body. You've got to have a spiritual man. How many knows it? The natural man knoweth not these things that be of God, because they're spiritually discerned. Amen. I tell you, we can go on our own old way. I tell you, I used to do this. I used to build motors. And I loved, and I could put 14 hours a day in building motors. I loved it so good. Get them running just perfectly, you know. Amen. Them old model six-cylinder engine and a four-cylinder A-model engine, though, just click, 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 run. Just. But the Lord called me to preach. Amen. I didn't know how to read. I didn't know how to do nothing much like that. I laid all that aside. Amen. I started studying God's Word and praying. Amen. 10, 12, 14 hours a day. I didn't know much about how to read the Word, but I kept listening to preachers preach. Every time they'd call out the Word, I'd know, watch what it was, and I'd know what it was, and then on. Amen. Now God has helped me, and I can read. Amen. But see, I had to get my mind in another gear, in another channel. And I'll tell you this morning, if you being that bride of Jesus Christ, you've got to get your mind in the channel of the Word of God. Amen. We can't think on the things of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if the love of the world be in you, the love of the Father's not in you. Can you say amen? Praise God. Woo-wee. I tell you, I'm feeling pretty good this morning here. Glory to God. Amen. Now notice the reading I'm getting this year about spiritual. See over in the book of Revelation, the last message when He come back as a mighty angel, it's a prophetic message. It's not just preaching. It's preaching, He said, prophesy again. And that deep prophetic thing that only known to God. Amen. Only the spiritual children of God's going to get it, see. Amen. The time of separation. Amen. He's putting the wheat in the barn now, see. All right, let me get another verse here. Verse 11. Now listen to this. What man, and notice that man he's talking totally about the natural man. What man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we got to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, and that's what I'm working on. See, because here's why. Amen, we're in a carnal world, and we got a frustration in this world. And sometimes the things of the world beset us. And sometimes we just have to really zero in. But the Bible says, no man knoweth the things of God but the Spirit of God. There are some things only the Spirit of God know that you need to know. And the only way you can know them, the Spirit of God reveal it to you. But now if you're a member of the body of Christ, by one Spirit been baptized into the body, you're part of Him, He has one mind. But you're an individual in the body of Christ, and it's up to you to keep the pipes cleaned out. Huh? Amen. Is that right? It's up to you to pray. It's up to you to keep the line of communication open. Amen. I tell you, you can't get rust on the one. I called the other day, my telephone was out. And we called, and everybody else had telephone service, but we had ours out. Telephone man come out. And it had got rusted around where one of the wires was coming. It wasn't getting good connection. And we couldn't get to it. I tell you, you got to keep that rust cleaned off. How many knows it? Amen. Some people are so rusty, if they had to pray to God, they wouldn't know where to start. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, well, that's one thing we need to talk to Him every day. Amen. While you're in your car, I tell you, it's a lot of times I tell you, let me tell you something. You might not just want to pray all the time. You might want some of that fidget and cumin. Sometimes that spice. You know what that is? Going down the road with a good gospel song in there, rejoicing in the Lord. Every once in a while, those songwriters, some of them wrote those songs that was inspired of God and put things in there. It blessed your soul. Amen. See, Paul said in the... It's two places specifically I'm thinking of, but one of them is in Ephesians chapter 5. They're about making melody in your heart to God with songs, with spiritual singing, and with hymns. See, those are where you make melody in your heart to God. Amen. How many of them make melody in your heart to God? Just, Lord, I love You, I praise You, and enjoy that good feeling. Amen. Praise God, but don't take the good feeling without the Word, say. Amen. Some people want the blessings without the... what would I say here? Want the blessings without... Amen. Oh, that's good. Yeah, a lot of people just want the spices. Amen. But you need some of that bread. That's good. I like that. Want the spices without the bread. Amen. I tell you, the Word of God, God will give you this joy. He'll give you this, that you rejoice in the Lord. But then He wants you to serve Him when you go from the house of God. He wants you to seek Him. He wants you to find out what the Word says. Amen. Amen. Some people never open the Bible unless they come to church. Well, let me tell you something. You need to study the Word of God, folks. Amen. How many knows it? Amen. You need to study it. You need to study this. Timothy, he told Timothy, study to show yourself approved, workman needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth, didn't he? So the Word of God, it's good. I tell you, sometimes I have been up here preaching, just lay the microphone down, run around, make a circle, and come back because it got in my bone. Well, Isaiah says, like one prophet says, like fire shut up my bone. He said, this Word of God is mar to your bone and health to your flesh. Amen. But we want the good. We want, you know, one thing about God when he bring children. He gave them the lamb to eat, but he also gave them some bitter herbs. How many knows it? Sometimes it's necessary to have some bitter herbs. Huh? How many knows it? It's sometimes when that word of God cut right through there. Hey, man, you say the preacher done pretty good this morning. Well, the preacher ain't doing pretty good. The preacher wants us to shape our lives and bring them in line what the Word says. Huh? Ain't that right now, folks? Glory to God. I got something real waiting. I may have to wait and get it on the next service. Yeah. No man knoweth the things of God. Only the Spirit of God know them. Now, we have not received the spirit of this world. Ooh, what did you say, Paul? You wasn't preaching in 2002. Soon to be in 2003. Notice that. We have not received the spirit of this world. Oh, I got to keep up with the great latest style. You know, man don't have much trouble with that. You know, keeping up with the latest style. Those old pair of blue jeans are so... But, you know... Hey, man. The women, they want, a lot of times they want to keep up with that latest style. Whether it's godly or ungodly. If Hollywood do it, they want to do it too. Hey, man. I remember several years ago when some of the movie stars came out with this big, what they call, waterhead haircut. You see ever a Christian woman want to get one of them big, fizzy waterhead haircut they call? Well, the Bible says don't go with the things of the world. Huh? Amen. Don't everybody quit saying amen at once. At least one. Amen. But the Bible says we have not received the spirit of this world. When you're baptized into Jesus' name, see, you and into the body of Christ, see, the world stays out. Now, let me give you this. We got on the first part of this message, and you get it. Sometime, maybe when the snow's on the ground, something, you might want to get them to go back over, because every one of them laid full of truth. Remember them booths they built? They built them out of natural stuff, but they couldn't take a thing in the tabernacle with them. How many knows it? Amen. Those booths were just temporary to stay there to camp around, and a lot of times we got stuff hanging on us that we can't take in the body of Christ with us. Amen. Is that right? Everything them booths was made out was carnal stuff. And that's why most of the churches just got carnal stuff. Well, I ain't concerned about carnal stuff. Paul talked about the Spirit of God. Paul talked about being spiritually discerned. Paul talked about being baptized in the body of Christ. Paul talked about having the mind of Christ. Paul said, let there be no, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Some people say, how do I walk after the Spirit, preacher? Well, let me tell you the first step on it. Get the Spirit. I tell you, if you get enough of it, you ain't going to have to ask me. Woo! How many knows it? Amen, because He'll lead you. The Bible says He'll lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. And He says He'll even show you things to come. Amen. It shows you sometimes by dreams. I've had dreams that have come to pass just exactly. How many of you ever had dreams come to pass? Amen. And you dream something, it may, and sometimes it may be in symbol, but when it comes to pass, you'll say, this is what that dream was all about. See? Amen. All right. You remember a dream here that I told before it ever happened? I said, I saw something like the big Titanic going down out here. Amen. And then I looked over, people looked so stunned and everything shocked. But then I looked down here and there was a new pile of lumber. Amen. I'll tell you, that old age is gone. We're in a new time when we need just you and Jesus. Amen. If I come to any of your house, the first thing, if you got a pile of new lumber there, my first question I'm going to ask, what are you fixing to build? Because you ain't going to have some new lumber there. Isaiah, I believe it was Jeremiah 1, said that sometimes you have to tear down, build, rebuild, and so on and so forth. Glory to God. God is moving His church on. Praise God. And He says here now, in verse 12, that we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given of God. How many believe we can know the things freely given of God? Amen. How can you know? Only by the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says you have no need any man should teach you them that would deceive you. Said that anointing will teach you. Amen. If I'm a deceiver and you got the anointing, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because I ain't going to affect you. There's going to be flakes flying up every little bit. Sometimes I hear a preacher preach, amen, if ever 5 minutes he starts talking about money, every time he does, the red flag goes up. Amen, because God is our supplier. Amen, He owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen, and He was rich, yet He became poor for our sake that we could become rich, so I'm rich. How do I know I'm rich? The Word says I am. I can be rich with $10 in my pocket. Woo! I can buy more with $10 with the blessings of God on you can buy with $100 without the blessings of God on you. Amen. I bought an old 67 Pontiac. And everybody says it won't go another. I drove it several years and got 300 something thousand miles on it. It just kept on going. The set of tires seemed like you just couldn't wear them out. I was doing tent meetings and stuff and working and didn't have much to buy with, but God just, I thought about the children of Israel. Hey, man, the shoes didn't wax. The shoes didn't wax old. The shoes, clothes didn't wear out. They had God on their side. And I'm telling you, He's clothing you with something tonight that won't wax old today. Hey, man, He's clothing you with that white raiment, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saint. Bride material. All right, next verse here. Notice the things are freely given of God. Amen. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given. But we can't know them. See, and I feel led to say this. Amen. We can preach this. We can all say it's true. But we can't know them unless we got the Spirit of God in our life. And we can't have the Spirit of God in our life unless we dedicate ourselves to God. Amen. Unless we let that be our first priority. Serve God, do His will, and let that be first. Amen. There's a lot of things you can do, but put God first. Amen. There's a lot of things. I'll tell you one thing I have to do. I have to reserve my... God, He bought me with a price. I'm bought with a price. So I have to use my mind for God. I can't get a whole lot of garbage up here. Amen. I got to keep it where I can't go around with a troubled mind, see. You know why? If I do, the Holy Ghost can't speak to my mind. I'm so troubled. I have to keep my mind clear. Amen. For God. And there are certain things I can't do and keep my mind clear, see. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what I could say a lot about that. But there's some things you have to make certain decisions in your life when you're serving God. Amen. That you're not going to go down this road because it's going to. You don't want the turmoil of a lot of situations that would cause around in your home or wherever you're at. You have to keep you've got to keep the way clear, don't you? Honor God in your house. Amen. I love to have my friends come visit with me, but my house ain't open just for every time Dick and Harry come down the road. Amen. That I got every kind of conversation that could be. You know why? I don't want to hear a lot of... I want to keep my mind zeroed in on Him. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Now you might say, well, preacher, why'd you eat red pepper or something? No, I ain't getting on you. I'm telling you what it's going to take to get through. And that's the only kind of preacher that's worth his salt. Somebody that'll tell you the truth. Amen. Regardless. Amen. So here he says this. That other verse here. Says, verse 13, which things we also speak. Now here's where it comes to preaching spiritual revelation. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I'm preaching Holy Ghost preaching. I can say I'm preaching God preaching, Spirit of God preaching. Or I can say I'm preaching Jesus Christ preaching. I'm preaching prophetic preaching. Amen. Because it's spiritual. Not just reading. There's where you see why I read that then? About the fitches and cumin. See, that's when you lay that word in, keep on grinding. Amen. Put a little spice in there. Amen. If they want to make it, that bread, make it look like a turtle, that's pretty. Amen. But I never did exactly want to bite a turtle's head off, because a turtle, it usually do the biting, you know. And over in Zambia, they had some bread there. They specialize in stuff. But it tastes good, didn't it, Barbara? Amen. See, the thing is, this is good Word of God, and it's not plain with just water in it. See, bread and water is good with just, I like salt and soda in my bread. And if you want it to taste real good, put some kind of bacon grease or something in it, or something like that. Amen. And all like that. Crackling bread. Some of you might not know what crackling bread is, but I tell you, tastes pretty good to me. Amen. Amen. See, that's, but this cumin, it was a natural grown thing they put on it to make it taste good. All right, I got one more here. Notice the Holy Ghost teaching. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the thing. Now that's the, notice, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Some people say, well, I just couldn't quite understand the preacher today. Well, let me tell you something, honey. Are you a natural person? Have you just got a natural mind? If it is, you ain't going to understand it. Amen. Because these things of the Spirit of God is only revealed. The Word is revealed by the Spirit. Is that right? The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. Now, how do you discern something spiritually? Discern has to do with dealing with it. Spiritual is one thing, discerning is another. See, I might say something, it might not hit you just right, but you discern. See, you take a little time with it. That's why discerning has to do with taking a little time with what's said, and if you've got the Spirit of God, it'll come out all right. How many knows it? Praise God, spiritually discerned. See, because the Word of God spiritually discerned. D11 this morning. Praise God. I had some other things, but I got that first. When he come back on the day of Pentecost, that was a tabernacle, and we were baptized into him, but we lost it through seven church ages. Went through the dark ages, and we won't get some on that. Let's say, amen. I think we're about, amen. We're going to have to close out on this. Amen. But do you love Jesus real good? How many sees that he's the tabernacle? That's why it says, we read in the Hebrews last week, he's that true tabernacle. And Moses built that over there to type out so that when this comes, if we didn't see everything, we'd look back what Moses put in it, and we could see what's in Christ. Amen. The Word of God like two wings of an eagle. Old and New Testament. Praise God, it's all good. Amen. But there's one part that's particularly put in there just for us old Gentiles. Amen. They say it's dogs. It's St. Paul's message, and he takes everything, he lines it up for us. Amen. D11 this morning. Some glorious morning sorrow we'll see. Some glorious morning all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done, heaven will open, Jesus will come.